friend introduced me to Elena, who's deaf. I wasn't sure what to do, so I said I had to leave.
That's too bad, because I bet you and Elena could be great friends. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. My name is Zach. Have you ever met someone who was blind, deaf, or had some other disability? Sometimes you don't know what to say or do in that situation, but the best thing to do is to treat everyone like Jesus would treat them. That means you treat them with love and respect. In John chapter 13, verse 34, Jesus said, "A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." Our story for today is entitled Sign Language. Ginny weaved through the colorful art displays in her school's gymnasium. All around her, paintings, sketchings, and drawings covered tall display boards. But Ginny wasn't looking at the beautiful artwork when she crashed right into her mom. "Oh," Mom said, surprised. "Is everything okay, Ginny?" "Well, something sort of awkward just happened," Ginny answered. "Janiyah brought her friend Elena to the art fair and introduced her to me. Elena is deaf, so she can't hear if I try to talk with her. She speaks using sign language, but I don't know any sign language, so I couldn't talk to her. I felt super awkward and didn't know what to do, so I said I had to get going." "I see," Mom said. Sometimes it's hard to know what to say when you're around someone who's different from you. But often, people who are deaf appreciate it when we try to communicate with them. Even if our hand gestures aren't the sign language they're used to seeing, it still shows them we want to be their friend. Did you know that Jesus used his hands to communicate with a deaf person? "Really? When?" Ginny asked. "Some people brought a man to Jesus who couldn't hear and could barely talk. Jesus wanted to show the deaf man he was going to heal him, but he couldn't verbally speak with him. So Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears and touched the man's tongue. Why do you think Jesus did that?" "He was probably trying to tell the man he was about to heal his ears and tongue," Ginny answered. "I think so too," Mom agreed. "Jesus couldn't speak with him, so he communicated with his hands. How can you communicate to Elena without words?" "I can smile," Ginny answered. "And since we're at an art fair, I can point to pictures I think are beautiful." "That's a great start," Mom said. "A smile is a sign you want to be friends in any language. I know it might feel a little different to use your hands to communicate, but Elena will appreciate knowing you want to be her friend." "Thanks, Mom," Ginny said. "I'm going to go find Elena." So how about you? Do you know someone who has a disability? Maybe they're deaf, blind, or they have trouble talking. Are you willing to be their friend? It might mean you have to communicate with them in a way that's not familiar to you, but you'll be showing them kindness in your willingness to communicate differently in order to be friendly. Show others Jesus' love by being a friend to everyone. Our key verse today is 1 Corinthians 9:22.
"I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some."
And our key thought, be a friend to everyone. If you have older brothers or sisters, help them spend time in God's Word every day with the new unlocked devotional from Keys for Kids Ministries. It features stories written by teenagers as a way to encourage each other to engage with the Bible. So if you're a teenager or the parent of a teenager, find out more about the new Unlocked devotional at unlocked.org and hit subscribe in the menu. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.